You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Chris Ronayne, county executive. He's talking tough. Senate plan, it's going to have the unclaimed funds for the Browns Dome. We're talking almost $5 billion. Daryl got $50 back. On the unclaimed funds.
Yeah,
he looked it up. So
yeah.
The dangerous one, Daryl Ryder, you're not going to use his $50 to build your new windows in your new stadium there. Find someone else's $50. Daryl's got it. But yeah, you can go ahead and do it. I didn't realize that. Hey, money's money. Go ahead and take it. That's fine. Daryl should frame the 50.
That would be good.
And be like, this is my PSL right here. The $50 of unclaimed funds.
Man, Daryl yesterday, he...
Daryl's got everything else in a frame. You don't think he'd frame that one?
It was a deluge of tweets yesterday about this stadium situation.
I love him.
And then I love the pushback he's getting, too.
I know.
Because he's
it
right
up.
In the middle of it.
Yep. He is mixing it up, and I love him. 216-474-0092. Josh on the road. You're first up on the fan. Hello, Josh.
Gentlemen, good morning.
Morning, Josh.
So, I'm young, but I remember. Does anyone get a sense of deja vu right now? Because this is smacking of like 30, 35 years ago. If we recall, back in the day, Art Modell wanted in on the Gateway project, and the city called told him to kick rocks. So he did, and he took the city to Baltimore.
How old are you, Josh?
I'm 40.
Oh, okay, so we're in the same age. See, I've heard different tellings of these stories, that he didn't want to get in the Gateway. He owned that big stadium. He wanted to renovate that stadium, which was impossible. I mean, you think about just the bones of the thing and what stadiums are now, but either way. See, well, we've all heard differing things about this.
Okay, well, my point stands on this, and I'm going to make that point here in a second. Mm-hmm. The city of Cleveland just refuses to play ball, and... You know, they could find a way, and they've had this opportunity for the last 30 years to work this problem, and they just keep kicking the can down the road, and they own the building now, you know, so why aren't, if you want to keep the Browns downtown, why haven't you made any overtures or, you know, done any planning over the last 30 years to make it sustainable?
Well, I really don't think that they were thinking like, you know, once the stadium was built, they were like, all right, stadium's built. I think it was very much hand-to-mouth. They wanted to get the team back. They got the team back. Stadium was built. There it is. And we knew that we built it in a hurry along a lakefront, which it certainly could take a pounding there, right? So we knew all that. I don't think the people 30 years ago were thinking in these terms of what a mayor who was a child then, I mean, he's a 30-something-year-old man, so we were children then, was a child then, it would be thinking about now in 2025 and beyond. But I do think that the opinions have changed. I think then it was very important to keep three professional sports teams playing in downtown Cleveland. It is not my opinion, Josh, I thank you very much for the call on this. It is my opinion here that they are fine with, I think that the people at City Hall are fine with the Guardians and Cavs playing in downtown, having their things downtown, and they are fine with using that land for other opportunities, whether it be a smaller venue that they can put women's soccer there, we've heard about that, or other events there, and then they can build whatever they want to build along the lakefront and actually have it to be usable instead of what that big, long airport is, and then just everything else where it's a lot of industrial stuff, which is fine. I know you still got to make your money there, but it is weird you have this great big lakefront that everybody's been talking about using for the last 100 years, and you really don't get to use it, except for the far, west side.
To the caller, like, you know, don't forget, the Haslams obviously want something that, you know, they're not really going to be able to get where they are, which is they want control of the parking, they want to be able to have retail. And I do understand, like, you know, there is the question of how much it's kind of like whack-a-mole, right? Like with the Bedrock project that is already, you know, under construction on the riverfront, you know, you have all these kind of competing areas. And I know it's like, hey, if they build it, they will come. But will they in Northeast Ohio? How many different areas can support this kind of infrastructure? You know, that ultimately is going to be the question. And the Haslams, you know, they're not able to make as much money as they want to make where the stadium is presently located. So you have some movers and shakers who want to get a hold of that.
You know, ultimately, I think that what Bob Kraft did so many years ago is the template for what everybody else wants to do. It is the Patriot Place situation. Remember, that was if you go back, and I remember we had Bob Ryan on years ago talking about this and the tug and the pull of what it was going to be. They were going to play in Hartford, Connecticut at one point there. And then he got what he wanted, where he built this great big retail location with bars and shopping and restaurants and hotels around that area. Basically, I don't know where Foxborough lies or in terms of Boston, but I'm told it's out in the sticks as compared to that. This is not out in the sticks. I find Brook Park to be pretty easy to get to from downtown Cleveland because I have to make that drive. But I know a lot of people seem to be very upset because they're traditionalists and they want the stadium downtown. And to those folks, I'm really sorry about that. This is the way this is going to go, and I've accepted it, and that's fine by me. And I know that a lot of people, they say, well, they're not going to go to the new stadium. Okay, but I'm willing to bet that a lot of people will. If Buffalo is able to get that many people, what they claim, that are lining up to buy tickets and PSLs for that open-air stadium, which I'm sure will be beautiful and opulent and all those other things, then I'm sure we'll be able to get plenty of people who are willing to walk into the stadium in late December and take off their jacket and be comfortable to watch Browns football and hopefully get loud over a team that's much better than this one. 216-474-0092. Did Tom Thibodeau's situation show you what the Cavs face? I'm going to say something that's going to be taken very negative. I'm trying not to be that way because I'm a positive person. Is the clock already running on Kenny Atkinson? Because I thought Tom Thibodeau did a good job.
The honeymoon is over.
It's not that the honeymoon's over. I just think the honeymoon abruptly ends in the NBA. Like, it is so much. I don't want to turn this in. I don't want to make the same mistakes I made with J.B. Bickerstaff where I start looking for problems with these guys. But you remember during the final or during the Eastern Conference playoffs, we didn't get to the Eastern Conference finals. We lost to the Indiana Pacers. There was some questions about when to challenge, not challenge. Okay, those are basic questions. But I remember with JB, we kept looking for whatever problem we could find with JB because you and I knew this was it, that he was on his way out. Tom Thibodeau, I've been hearing that over the entire playoffs. They beat the Celtics, and I thought, man, this is it. You're not going to criticize him anymore. Nope, he's out on his ass as of this morning. Are we just waiting for – are we in perpetual waiting for the other shoe to drop when it comes to a head coach of the NBA? Like, I think a lot of people – I think his approval rating is very high. I think that a lot of people like Kenny Atkinson. But I could see by this time next year, if you run this back, because you might have to, and you end up in the same place next year, maybe even if you get to the Eastern Conference Finals, is the Eastern Conference Finals good enough for Cavs fans? Depends on who you lose to in the Eastern Conference Finals. I don't know if it is. And I bet you're going to get that groundswell. Or do we really have the same guys? Because it's harder and harder to switch out these players. It's harder to do so. But you can always switch out a coach, as we see in the NBA. Constantly. I mean, good God, look at the Suns.
Yeah, that's what's amazing about all this is Thibodeau was actually the sixth longest tenured coach in the NBA going into last year.
He was there for 5 years.
And that's just 5 years.
Yeah.
And more when it, especially with the double apron world, and it's tougher to kind of reimagine these teams on the fly, especially if you've gone all in. The Knicks have gone all in. They've used up all their assets. The Cavs have gone all in. They've used up all their assets. That the only thing left to do is to do what? Tweak assistants, tweak the coach.
Yeah.
Or hope for internal development. Yeah, maybe that's a big reason why the Cavs brought back the exact same core last year, saved, you know, Ty Jerome, bringing him to the mix, and then changing your head coach. So it does get interesting. If a year from now the Cavs were unable to get out of the second round again, or let's say they got to the Eastern Conference Finals. I told you the other day, I'm like, man, if they got to the Eastern Conference Finals, that's another step they took. And you were like, yeah, but the goal is to win a championship.
Yeah.
And can they really win a championship? I think the Knicks with this move are saying they don't think they have any shot to win the championship. You know, if they just bring everything back.
Okay, but...
Even though they got to the Final Four.
So what is it that Tom Thibodeau does so wrong that's going to stop them... Would that stop them from winning a championship? Because I look at the two teams and what they were. You know damn well, if Jason Tatum wouldn't have had happened to him what happened to him, I think the Celtics are in that series, and perhaps they go on to win that series. Let's call it what it is. So what does firing Tom Thibodeau have to do with anything? So now I'm fighting... You see, this is what I hate. I'm more defensive of Tom Thibodeau in a situation I really don't care about because I'm comparing it to the Cavs, where I should have been more defensive maybe at J.B. Bickerstaff. J.B. Bickerstaff did a fine job. He's doing a great job up in Detroit.
Well,
he's doing
a great job.
And Kenny, maybe I'm going to overcompensate and be so defensive of Kenny because, you know, they run this thing back and you lose.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Even in the Eastern Conference Finals, it's going to be hell on earth in here.
Well, what have we talked about at the end of the season? Mental toughness, physical toughness, and injuries, right? That's what came up at the end of the year. Kobe Altman talking, Kenny Atkinson talking, and the players have talked. And a lot of the fans have pushed back. Anytime we've talked about maybe changing the core, maybe pivoting a little bit, fans said injuries, injuries, injuries. Okay, even with the injuries, if this team is healthy, the question we've all got to sit here and dwell on and answer is, do we have a championship team or not? Can this team, let's say they would have been healthy, would they have had a legitimate chance to win the championship? In the regular season, I thought yes. And then I saw them in the playoffs again, and yes, they had injuries, and the Miami Heat series was incredible. But against the Pacers, wondering, and I guess we'll see what happens with the Pacers against Oklahoma City, does this team have a championship? The Knicks were saying with this dismissal, they did not think they really had a chance to win the championship.
216-474-0092. I want to ask you guys, I still think this can be a championship team, but that makes me have to force myself to say the Eastern Conference Finals are not good enough. If they aren't good enough for the Knicks, they sure as hell ain't good enough for us. We won 60 games. We're the one with the good young nucleus here. We're the ones that stood pat. We're the ones who were as patient as we possibly could be. 216-474-0092. Is the Eastern Conference Finals good enough? And is this a championship team? I think you can have opposite questions or opposite answers to those questions. I don't know if you can have the same. I found this during the break. I couldn't believe this. This was sent to me. I didn't realize this. I thought it was nuts. It took me a minute to grasp it. Bovada, who they usually send us their emails, and I must have just accidentally X'd over it because there's a bunch of them, whatever. I was trying to get to a Guardians email earlier this morning about making sure about who's pitching tomorrow. Bovada has their odds for the Knicks going in. This is going into the next. This is the next head coach of the Knicks. Best odds, Johnny Bryant, Cavs assistant head coach, plus 240. Number two is Kenny Atkinson at plus 400. You understand this is coming off a conversation we just had. I did not see this until 5 minutes ago.
No, the sad thing is this was sent to me yesterday, and I skimmed. I went to the top name, which is Johnny Bryant. Then I looked down, and I saw Jay Wright. And so you're just skimming, looking for big names. I'm looking for Mike Malone.
Oh, my God. This is what happened. I saw Johnny Bryant. I must have just passed Kenny Atkinson because I saw Mark Jackson go, how is Mark Jackson still on these odds things? It's been over a decade since he's been the head coach in the NBA, and he's always on these things. And I'm like, the normal names of Barrejo, you know, Cassell's been brought up, Vogel, obviously, Budenholzer. I just passed up Kenny Atkinson. I didn't even think about it. And we're a year away from all this. Because this is what this is. If we don't get to the East, if we don't get to the finals, not the Eastern Conference Finals, I think we got to skip a step now. If we don't make it to the finals, I think this is the same conversation we're having next year. There will be people calling in to fire Kenny Atkinson. They're calling Carl Anthony Towns everything but a nice person and a breathing human being over in New York right now. I mean, this is where it's at, and I think that we're getting close to that conversation this year with them losing in the second round again with Darius, with Jared Allen. I still think Donovan's untouchable. Evan Mobley, I don't know if that's a third rail to some people, but he is with me. But I'm telling you, man, when it comes to this, I think the Knicks are just us in power mode right now. And I think next year is probably that time.
Well, I would say this. Throughout the season, we had all, and rightfully so, talked about the coaching advantage of Kenny Atkinson. And even though at times I was like, well, guys, yeah, I mean, he has Ty Jerome now. Evan Mobley's, his offseason was huge, in which Kenny Atkinson wasn't even really there much in the offseason. So I didn't know how much credit to give to Kenny, but it was pretty clear that the players were talking so positively about Kenny that to them it made a difference. And sometimes that's half the battle. Like, the players have to feel, you know, good in that league, right? I mean, we talk about that all the time. Once the players are down on the coach, the GMs, the owners of this league, they just remove the coach out of the equation. Because in that league, they don't think the coaches are nearly as important as they are in maybe the other sports.
No, I think there's some cases where they are special. But, I wonder with Greg Popovich, does he want to stay? And then you
look
had the health situation.
Kenny, look at Miami.
I told you, I said Spoelstra could want to go. Why stay?
But Spoelstra, we all would agree over the last, decade plus, even longer than that, since the first LeBron and Wade run, that Spoelstra was considered around the league to be one of the preeminent coaches, one of the coaches that had been a big part of the, quote, Heat culture. Well, guys, you saw the Heat team we played. Those guys wanted nothing to do with that place. Yeah. They were done. They were done with their coach. Yeah. And you saw it in Boston. We thought, how many years ago, weren't we saying that Brad Stevens was one of the biggest advantages in all of the NBA? And
then
the players were done with him, and what they do, they're like, well, we can't let him go. He's too important to the fabric of everything we do.
Put him up in the front office.
So they got him out of coaching and then moved him up. The players had tuned him out. So it happens. The players start tuning out coaches in this league, and then what other devices do you have as an organization?
It's very weird how I think these two franchises are really connected in what they're trying to do with the Knicks and the Cleveland Cavaliers. And they're so connected with the type of players that they got. I mean, they went and they got Jalen Brunson. We went and we got Donovan Mitchell. I mean, you hear some of the Knicks fans, they had wanted Donovan Mitchell until they find out that Jalen Brunson is such a great player, and he is. We got rid of a coach a year earlier. They got rid of a coach just this year. They want to make another trade. We haven't made a big trade since Donovan Mitchell. I mean, there's been some things here and there, but we haven't made that big trade. We really haven't had the wherewithal to do so. I think that these are two teams that are frustrated right now. And I think it becomes even more frustrated because I brought this up. There's teams that are really, really good, and they make you do stupid things to try to catch them. And I think we dealt with that when we saw the Golden State Warriors. I think we dealt with that with the Cavs to some level, where teams wanted to catch LeBron and wanted to catch the Cavs, and they ended up sinking their own ship. But I didn't realize the frustration I think that we're seeing around the NBA with the Eastern Conference and with the New York Knicks, where how did the Pacers get past us here? You have Tyrese Halliburton, which I think is a respectful player, and then a bunch of guys that people can't pick out of a phone book. Let's be honest, for a lot of fans, I know that bothers you, but it's true.
Yeah.
I think they're looking at that. Paying,
yeah, Pascal Siakam, this is now like three great playoff runs he's been on, but I get it. Most most people do not know. And
a basketball guy like you, you respect Pascal Siakam, so that's a high crime for me to say. But it's Tyrese Halliburton, his dad, and then a bunch of guys you couldn't pick out of a phone book. And I think with the Cleveland Cavaliers and the New York Knicks, we're going, cut Carl Anthony Towns. Ooh, we got Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson is one of the biggest things in New York, and if you're one of the biggest things in New York, that means you're one of the biggest things in the world. Donovan Mitchell, highly respected basketball player, all-NBA type of player. We got the next big thing in Evan Mobley. This is a big basketball town. We're losing to the Pacers? What the hell is going on over here? One team's trying to be judicious about it. The other team, I mean, who knows what they're willing to do?
Well, the bigger thing here that I have about Kenny Atkinson is it just seemed part of the issue is it just didn't seem like Kenny Atkinson gave you any kind of an advantage in the playoffs. Like, we thought we were just going to be able to draft off of the successes of the regular season. I was one of them, by the way. I was guilty. I thought for sure that a lot of the things we were accessing in the regular season was just going to carry on through to the playoffs. Well, all of a sudden, what happens in the postseason? You have those injuries. Mm-hmm. Even though you had everybody healthy, people will forget down the road, but you had everybody healthy in game five. And it didn't seem to matter. Like,
were they really healthy or were they just available?
They played.
I know.
Yeah, they played. But you know, you look around the final four teams, like the guys sometimes are stumbling to the finish, and it just sucked. Like mentally, like I saw Darius Garland get by guys in game five, and then he was just biffing layups. So it was clear that the physical then turned into the mental. And what we can't have again next year, we cannot have a situation where you get knocked out again in the second round, and it seems like you are getting either outcoached, a combination of outplayed, and that was what was so hard. Rick Carlisle, like, kind of seemed to everybody that he outcoached our guy in that run.
216-474-0092. Hey, real quick before I move on with this, I don't even know how this works. How important is Kenny Atkinson to the organization? To the Cavs. Is he that important?
I mean, it seemed like it this year,
okay,
right?
I'm just saying, if he's that important, you can't trade him for picks, can you?
Oh.
You can't trade him for...
Put it in the trade machine?
Don't kill me for it. I'm just asking.
No,
We don't have a first rounder till like 2031.
Mm-hmm.
Can you trade Kenny for a first?
Yeah, the problem is...
I'm sure I don't know what the Knicks
have. Picks suck. You know, they're a Final Four team.
Still more swings. You want more at-bats. You can get more at-bats. Dan Dockett's going to join us at 8:02.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.